Hello?
Hi, Rich. It's Jack. Where are you?
Sorry, yes. I'm on my way.
We're ready to start the podcast. I'm waiting.
2 minutes. I'm coming now. The traffic was a nightmare.
All right. No rush. Don't give yourself a heart attack.
Okay. See you in a minute.
Great. Bye.
Hello, my name's Rich.
And I'm Jack.
And welcome to this week's Premier Skills English podcast,
where we talk about football and help you with your English. What's happening this week, Rich?
In this week's podcast, we're talking about talking on the phone. And we're going to look at some of the most common fixed phrases that we use on the phone, and give you some advice for talking on the phone in English.
And we've got an exciting new quiz where we telephone one of our Premier Skills English podcast listeners and test their knowledge of football vocabulary and their knowledge of their football team.
Have a listen, and maybe you want us to give you a call in the future.
You made it.
Yeah, sorry I'm a bit late. Like I said on the phone, the traffic was a nightmare. I think there'd been an accident or something.
Okay, don't worry about it. You're here now. Is that a new phone you've got there?
Yeah, it is. I wanted an iPhone, but they were a bit expensive, so I got this instead. I think it's as good as an iPhone, but quite a lot cheaper.
Nice. It's always good to get a bargain. Let's try it out. Go and stand over there and I'll give you a ring.
That's a bit weird, but okay.
All right. Go out of the room then.
Hello?
Hi, Rich. It's Jack. How are you?
Can you speak up a bit? I can't hear you.
Hi, Rich. It's Jack. How are you?
Sorry, can you say that again?
Rich? It's Jack.
No. I'm not Rich. I think you've got the wrong number.
Sorry about that. Bye. Rich, come back in.
Hey, you know that it was me messing about.
Yes, of course I did.
The phone works perfectly.
I've had an idea. I think it would be a good idea to do another example telephone conversation for our listeners.
That sounds like a good idea. Why don't you go out of the room this time? I'm tired.
Okay, and you can call me this time.
All right, I'll phone you. And our listeners have to think what our conversation is about.
Yes, and listen for phrases that you might only use on the phone.
Go on.
I'm going.
All right.
I'm going.
Hi, Rich. Jack here.
Hey, Jack. How are you doing?
Actually, I'm in the middle of something. Can I call you back in a minute?
Sure, no problem. Speak in a minute. Jack has hung up. I'll have to speak on my own for a minute. I'm not sure what to say. I hope he calls back soon. Jack.
Rich, what's up?
I was just ringing to see if you'd like to go and watch the match on Saturday.
Sorry, Rich. I can hardly hear you. This line is really bad. Can you hang up and call me back?
Okay, I'll try again. Lots of phone problems in this imaginary conversation. Jack, can you hear me?
Loud and clear. What's going on?
I was just calling to see if you... The line's gone dead. I think he's cut me off. I'll try ringing one more time.
Hi, Rich. Sorry about that. Phone problems, eh? Yes. The match on Saturday. Great idea. What time's good for you?
About 7.
Sounds good. If I'm late, just give me a call to see where I am.
Yes, I will, if I can get through.
See you Saturday.
Bye. You can come back in here now, Jack.
Hey, that was a pretty good telephone conversation. I think we used lots of words and phrases that will be useful for our listeners.
Yes, I think so. In the next section, we'll take a closer look at them.
Let's look at some of the language we used in the last section. I think we should start with how you start a conversation. It's quite simple, but it's important to get it right.
Yes, you definitely shouldn't say, "What?" or "What do you want?" That would be rude, even when speaking to friends.
That's right. When I pick up or answer the phone, I usually say hello or hi.
And when you respond, you usually use "it's" followed by your name. You can see that we used this in our examples earlier. We said hi or hello, and then the other person said, "It's Jack," or "It's Rich."
This is the most common way to start a phone conversation, when you know the person you're calling. But you might say things like "hey" or "hi," followed by the person's name who's calling you.
Especially because on mobiles you can often see who is calling you before you answer. When we don't know the person we are calling, we are a little more formal and might say "hello" or "good morning," "afternoon" or "evening."
And we might follow this up with a phrase that explains why we're calling. You could say, "Good morning, I'm calling about the job advertisement I saw in the newspaper," for example.
And we can replace the word "calling" with "phoning" or "ringing." We can say, "I'm ringing about," or "I'm phoning about."
In our practice conversations earlier, we had a few problems. One example was calling the wrong telephone number.
The most common phrase to use here is, "Sorry, I think I've got the wrong number."
Another problem is when someone calls you, but you're busy. Earlier, I said, "I'm in the middle of something. Can I call you back in a minute?"
This is the phrase to use if you answer the phone, but you can't talk because you're busy. You could also say, "Sorry, I'm really busy. Can I call you back in a bit?"
One other problem we had in our practice conversation was a bad line. A bad line is when the phone connection is not good or there's a lot of noise in the background.
Some good phrases to use in this situation are, "Can you speak up a bit?" or "Can you say that again, please?"
Another option, which uses more telephone language, is what I said to Rich earlier. "This line is really bad. Can you hang up and call me back?"
Hang up means to finish the phone call, and to call back means to try telephoning again.
There are lots of other words and phrases that are specific to the telephone or mobile, and we've got some activities that look at more of them on the page below.
And your task for this week is to work together to write little telephone dialogues in the comments section.
We want you to think of a situation when you might need to speak on the phone in English.
We want you to imagine you're either calling a friend to arrange to meet somewhere or calling a business to find out some information, such as the opening times at the local gym or to book a table at a restaurant.
If you want to write a short dialogue, then start it off by writing "ring ring." And if you want to join in, then hit reply and answer their call. Rich and I have left an example in the comments below.
We're very excited today because in this week's podcast, we're going to speak to one of our Premier Skills English podcast listeners.
That's right. We've got a new quiz. We're going to call one of our listeners to test their football vocabulary and football knowledge of their team.
And we're very happy to welcome our first contestant, who is Philemon, a Manchester United fan from Ghana.
Philemon's nickname on the website is Quasi-Manifest, and we called him earlier this week. Let's have a listen and see how well he did in our first football phone-in.
Hello there.
Hello, is that Philemon?
Yes, please, it's Philemon. Yeah. From Ghana.
Hi, Philemon. It's Rich here and Jack from Premier Skills English. And we're telephoning you to do our new quiz. Are you ready?
I am, and it's nice to hear from you guys.
It's very nice to hear from you. We understand that you're a Manchester United fan, is that right?
A gallant one, of course.
So why Manchester United?
It was a team I saw growing up, you know, back in 1998 when I started watching television. Around the time I was a little boy, I liked their play. I almost liked every other time that the stadium was fully packed and all. It was great seeing them play.
Old Trafford has a great atmosphere.
The Theatre of Dreams.
Exactly.
Okay, Philemon, we're going to ask you 10 questions. For each question, we're going to ask you the question twice, and then you're going to have 10 seconds to answer it, okay?
Okay.
The first 5 questions are about football English, and we're going to give you multiple choice, A or B, but if you could just listen to the question twice, and then afterwards answer as quickly as you can, okay?
Okay.
Rich, do you want to go first?
I'll go first. Question number one. A yellow card is also called A, a booking, or B, a reservation. A yellow card is also called A, a booking, B, a reservation.
A, a booking.
Yay! He's off.
Question two. The man between the sticks is also known as the A, goalkeeper, B, referee. The man between the sticks is also known as the A, goalkeeper, B, referee.
A, goalkeeper.
Yay! Right.
Too
question.
Easy.
Are we ready? Too easy. Question three. When a defender kicks the ball away from danger, this is known as A, clearing, B, a clearance. When a defender kicks the ball away from danger, this is known as A, clearing, or B, a clearance.
B, a clearance.
Yay! Top mark so far. Too easy. Have to get those difficult Manchester United questions in a minute.
I think this next question is more difficult. Okay, so we'll see. Okay. Question four. The areas of a football stadium where people sit down are called A, seats, B, stands. The areas of a football stadium where people sit down are called A, seats, B, stands.
B, stands.
That was a tricky one. That
still
was
too
trick
easy.
Question,
still too easy.
We're not, yeah, very, very tricky.
We're not getting anything past you, Philemon. Okay, Rich.
Oh, no. Question five. If a team doesn't concede a goal in a match, they keep a clean A, sheet, or B, blanket. If a team doesn't concede a goal in a match, they keep a clean A, sheet, or B, blanket?
A sheet.
Yay! He's off as 100% in the football vocabulary section.
Five out of five.
We've got to get more difficult now.
Okay, yep. Now it's time to test your knowledge of Manchester United. So, question six. Who was Manchester United's top scorer last season? Who was Manchester United's top scorer last season?
Zlatan Ibrahimovic.
Yay! Very good. There we go.
you weren't googling
the answer. No. You ready?
I'm studying.
Yeah.
I'm sure he knew that one. Okay.
Right. More difficult now. Question number seven. Which other Premier League team's stadium did Manchester United play in during the 1940s? Which other Premier League team's stadium did Manchester United play in during the 1940s?
Oh, it's quite difficult. I can't answer it now.
What do you think? Have a guess.
I think I can't really recall. I really can't recall now.
No, it's okay. You've had your 10
Next
seconds.
Question.
We'll tell you the answer at the end, okay?
Okay, that's fine.
Okay, question number eight. This is another difficult one. For the first 25 years of their history, Manchester United were called by a different name. For the first 25 years of their history, Manchester United were called by a different name. What was it?
Oh, God.
Oh, you were doing so well.
You're doing so well. Are you going to pass?
These history questions, Rich.
Yes.
Yeah, history is difficult.
Okay. Let's move on.
We'll tell you the answer in a minute. Question number nine.
Yeah.
Who is Manchester United's record signing? Who is Manchester United's record signing?
Paul Pogba.
Yay! Back up. Oh, Paul Pogba. That's the one.
Okay, and the final question. Question 10. How many times have Manchester United won the Premier League? How many times have Manchester United won the Premier League?
20 times.
Close. I think they've won maybe the First Division 20 times, but the Premier League 13 times. Mm-hmm.
13, I recall. Oh, Lord.
So, Philemon, I think that's out of 10, a score of 7 out of 10, which I think is
very respectable.
A pretty good score.
It's a good score. Yes, you can hold your head up high with your football English, especially.
So the answers that you didn't get were, what was it?
Question
Manchester City, question 7. In the 1940s, Manchester United played at Manchester City's stadium. And question 8... The City Rivals, exactly. And question 8, Manchester United used to be called Newton Heath. But it's like 100 years ago. So it was those history questions that were a little bit tricky.
Okay. Well,
and then the last question, 13 years.
13 times.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, Philemon, for answering our questions and being our first guest on the Premier Skills English podcast.
Thank you very much, guys, and I really appreciate the conversation.
Okay, that's great, Philemon. It was been great speaking to you.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks, Philemon. You take care. Have a good day.
Take care. Yeah.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Cheers.
Bye.
If you would like to be a contestant in the Premier Skills English phone-in, contact us by email.
The email address is premierskills@britishcouncil.org
or in the comments section below. have you got a football phrase for us this week?
Yes, I have. But first, last week's football phrase. The phrase was free agent. A free agent is a player who's out of contract. This means that their contract with their club has finished and they can sign for any other club and their previous club doesn't receive a transfer fee.
Well done to Lubomir from Ukraine, Asem Juve from Palestine, Milos from Serbia, Ahmed Adam from Sudan and Kwesi Manifest from Ghana. You all got the right answer. So, what's this week's football phrase, Jack?
This week's football phrase is... The phrase is used to describe matches that happen in July and early August before the Premier League kicks off. For example, Manchester United are playing Manchester City. Barcelona and Real Madrid are playing in the USA this month.
Right, that's all we have time for this week. Don't forget to write your answers to our questions and make a guess at our football phrase in the comments below.
Bye for now and enjoy your football.